Let's go to the rural news now with Maya Burry in Ōtautahi. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Corin, from a not very rainy Ōtautahi.
Oh, that sounds quite nice. Now, the dairy prices, boy, they are just going absolutely gangbusters at the moment, aren't they? But one economist at least thinks they will come back down to earth.
Yeah, some pretty amazing prices being seen for farmers at the moment. And dairy, of course, is New Zealand's biggest export earner, bringing in about $20 billion a year. And on Friday, dairy giant Fonterra, it did revise its milk payout mid-range forecast for this current season to a record $8.70 per kilogram of milk solids. And getting the credit for this is strong demand out of China at a time when there is weak dairy supplies globally. And Fonterra, it has about 10,000 farmer shareholders, and Westpac Agri economist Nathan Penny says that a record-breaking payout would be great for rural New Zealand, but he doesn't think it'll necessarily last forever.
Definitely going to be a boost to farmer incomes and economic activity in the regions where dairy is big. But also we're seeing really strong or record high meat prices as well.
Do you see this good run for our meat exporters and our dairy exporters? Do you see that continuing?
Yeah, I mean, we think these prices are likely to continue into the start of 2022. But eventually global dairy supply in particular will respond. And on that basis, we've actually put out our milk price forecast for next season, and we've set that at $6.90. So that is a decent chunk down on what we're thinking for this season.
And Nathan Penny says while farmers are seeing strong prices at the moment, during the pandemic, the cost of doing business has also increased, which does eat into some of those gains.
Now, the local craft beer industry is also forecast to see some growth.
Yes, so international demand for craft beer production from one company alone by more than 5 million litres. Auckland-based Deep Creek Brewing says it's having big success in Asian markets. Sales have increased by 55% and the company has doubled in size in the last year. It is also supplying small volumes of beer to Europe and Australia. And company co-founder Paul Brown says exports now account for about half of business.
All of these markets have great potential because they're quite populous countries, all of them really, with a pretty rapidly evolving palate and also pretty fast improving cash flows. So I see all of these countries having a lot more customers coming on board over the next 5 years, which means if we can just, increase or maintain market share, we should get pretty significant growth.
And Paul Brown says growth isn't just good for his industry, but it does also benefit local growers making key beer ingredients such as hops and barley.
Now, there's some new research that is looking at how to attract insects to farms.
Yes, I think a lot of people would think you're trying to get rid of insects on farms, but this is a 5-year project aimed at boosting yields by attracting beneficial or good insects using specifically designed native planting. For those wondering what a good or beneficial insect is, they do exist apparently. Some of these critters that meet this criteria are pollinating insects, so the project team expects by boosting numbers that'll increase yields across farms. And another group of good insects is predatory insects. So they could be used to tackle unwanted pests on farm, therefore reducing the need for pesticides and insecticides. The Ministry for Primary Industries is helping fund this research along with a range of industry groups. All up, it's going to cost $2.2 million, and 45 farms in Canterbury are going to be part of this insect study.